Hi everyone, I'm Lucas and I'm your host of today for another episode of Dose of Pharma. And today I'm joined by Anastasia, who is currently studying in environmental engineering. Anastasia, would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about yourself?
Yep, thank you. I am Anastasia Lee Sam. I am currently in my fourth year of environmental engineering, and so therefore it's my final year. I'm 23 years of age and I am from Samoa. So that's one of the Pacific nations that I'm currently from.
And I guess we'll just get straight into the questions. So, since you're from, hopefully I pronounce it right, Samoa,
You got it. Yeah, that's all right.
How has your cultural and personal ties tying to the impacts of climate change, and how has that influenced the direction and focus of your studies in environmental engineering?
So I've pretty much lived in Samoa for my whole life, and therefore I've obviously noticed in my childhood and growing up over the years the major impacts of climate change, through ch extreme changes to the weather, through natural disasters such as tropical cyclones. And it's become very evident that climate change is real because our people and our nations are experiencing it. Just recently, Tuvalu, the Prime Minister of Tuvalu, has officially declared that Tuvalu will become the first nation to be digital. And therefore, a lot of their historical facts and a lot about Tuvalu is going to be moved onto iCloud because the nation is slowly being lost to sea level rising. And it gets a lot, it's very daunting because you start to think that this is will eventually become my home country and will eventually be lost because of the impacts of climate change, and also the fact that we weren't sort of the reason and the main reason as to why climate change has become a thing, and yet we are the ones that are at the forefront and the ones that are most impacted by it. But yeah, a lot of my experiences and also my background has sort of led me to do environmental engineering because I wanted to be a part of the solution. Although I'm not part of the solution just yet, I'm in the process of being a part of it. So that's why I did environmental engineering.
Yeah, wow. Imagine moving your like his history into iCloud. Like, I had no idea that's happening.
It's pretty scary. It's really important that we sort of acknowledge the impacts of climate change, and do something about it.
Like, I think even just in Melbourne, you can already feel the effects of how like this year's summer, or even just the winter, it has been raining all season, and
It's
like
crazy.
there's flooding in like New South Wales and everything.
I guess we've noticed it now here, and I guess a lot of the reports as well with COP27 and the IPCC have also acknowledged that climate change is likely to impact mostly all the nations, and action really needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plans to put into action like the 2030, like the net zero goal for like most countries. I think we're trying, but not getting
I
quite there
really do
yet.
hope I really do hope the expected results becomes reality. But yeah.
But yeah, you mentioned about how you're on your way to like making an impact. So, as you're currently studying in environmental engineering, what areas do you think has the greatest potential for like future environmental engineers such as yourself to create change, especially in the climate change area?
So environmental engineering in itself, there's very different, there's different areas into environmental engineering. We have the mining industry, we have the energy industry where renewable energy comes in, clean energy comes in, where we provide suggestions to switch from conventional energy to clean energy and provide the best type of renewable energy to implement in their project. They're also involved in construction projects because there are certain areas of a project that needs to be environmentally beneficial, especially if companies are going to consider environmental impacts. One area of environmental engineering that I think has the most potential, I think one would be to prevent emission pollution. So GHG emissions have a great impact on the development of climate change, if you know the science,
Yeah, definitely.
and therefore highlights the importance to mitigate emissions through proper management controls and laid out air pollution standards. The air pollution standards in Australia is outlined. So it's a policy that is made to standardize six criteria air pollutants, which were developed by experts. So this sort of provides a threshold to emissions from industries and also indicate which industries need to be mitigating the emissions. So yeah, I reckon emission control or would be one of the main areas of greatest impact, yeah.
Right, okay. So like greenhouse gas obviously is one of the biggest contributors to the current climate, if you put it that way. So is that an area that you're currently interested in going into, like after you've are graduating, finishing your studies, or like do you look into something more that is like right into the renewable space so you can make like a impact in a different way?
I currently did do an internship on carbon capture. My thought process going into the internship was a lot more different than what was the outcome. It was a lot more less science, but more policy work,
Right.
which wasn't something I was interested in. So that's one area of environmental engineering is also environmental policy. So a
Okay.
lot of our like my environmental engineer peers, they have a
Yeah.
double degree in arts.
Oh,
And
okay.
that sort of there's a cross section between like social as well. So that's something I'm not interested in. But carbon capture is an area that I would like to look into. But at the moment, I would consider renewable energy because I do have a minor in renewable energy. So I've studied solar energy, bioenergy, hydropower. Those sort of things. And I really want to look into renewable clean energy because it seems to be the new future as
Yeah.
we're slowly trying to replace conventional energy with renewable energy.
Yeah. I think that's also like a great opportunity in terms of workspace as well, because since we're trying to go green in a sense, and Australia has such a vast like land mass, we're great for like wind turbine energy or like hydro and solar even. But of course like those jobs would be more in a rural space because there's more land to work on.
So they'd be farther from urban areas, yeah.
Yeah, because I currently study pharmaceutical science and chemical engineering, so it's also like a space that I'm like pretty keen towards.
Yeah, definitely. Geothermal energy is one particular area that Australia seems to be looking into just because they do have a lot of geothermal resources deep in the reservoirs. And also, like you said, a lot of land mass.
Yeah.
Loads of land mass. It's a,
A lot is like unexplored and just left in the
yeah,
open.
exactly. So hopefully, eventually, companies look into it. Yeah,
Yeah.
because I feel like there'll be a lot more profit as well. not environmentally friendly too.
And once like the government start pushing for it, it'll be much easier for them to like start investing into it.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, so we've talked about like all these in industries and like the areas. So like in your opinion, what's like the importance of environmental engineering within these industries, and what kind of change do you think you as a whole can enact together as engineers in that kind of area?
There is a principle that I don't know, I'm sure you've heard of it, but it's known as three P's. So we've got plant, profit, and people. So there's different variations of it. So that it just highlights how industries are trying to implement environmental, social, and economic benefits of and try to sort of provide a balance to it, even though it is quite a hard task to do. So I feel like that's what environmental engineers, environmental scientists come in and have the greatest impact, and hence why we have these expertise, is that industries are becoming more self-aware of the environmental impacts of climate change, and also just trying to mitigate the impacts of a lot of their project is involved in. So that's probably what is most important. And also the great thing about being an environmental engineer is that you get to work with different areas of engineers, like climate, chemical engineers, civil engineers, and like the three Ps, that is likely to be what is the outcome of all these engineers coming together and working together to provide an environmentally friendly project that benefits the people and also provides an economic benefit, economic outcome.
Yeah, basically teamwork makes it
Yeah,
happen.
exactly.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. So well, after your 4 years of studying here, what kind of experiences have you had that enriched your studies as an environmental engineer student and also propelled you towards your future career?
I think one aspect that has made open my eyes towards environment engineer is work experience. Like I said, I did have a few internships in terms of project management and carbon capture. And those are certain areas of consideration. I do like to look into an internship that involves like energy, like renewable energy, that I kind of want to just open my mind to and see whether that is something that I would be interested in.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely work experience and trying to apply what I've learned throughout my 4 years to in a practical sense in the industry.
Yeah, for sure. I think like we forget sometimes when we study so hard that in the real world it's a
It's
lot
very
different
different.
to what we think it is.
And it's crazy to me because when you go into work and you go into internships, your first day you're gonna be learning something new
Yeah.
from the start end to the end. Every day I kept on learning something new.
Yeah, so how were you able to like grasp these sort of opportunities? Was it through like Monash, or did you have to like reach out to like people within the industry yourself?
I kind of actually wish that I reached out to Monash for help. I should have, but it probably would have made the process easier. But a lot of it was just LinkedIn. I mostly reached out to companies that I saw had a good reputation, and see like I just shot them a message through LinkedIn and sort of like they would be interested in having me as an intern. And I just took the first opportunity of one that would respond. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty brave
LinkedIn.
of you.
It was a very long process. Yeah, a lot of rejections, a lot of seen messages, but it was fine.
You got
We got
there.
there eventually. Yeah.
Yeah. To close the episode off, do you have any final words of advice to these upcoming students who are interested in this degree of study?
I guess don't freak out at the end of your degree or in your final year. You still haven't figured out what discipline in environmental engineering that you want to go into. It's completely normal. I myself am still trying to figure out what area of environmental engineering that I want to head into. And I sort of just took any opportunity that I got and any internship that I got, even though it wasn't sort of an area that I was actually keen on, because you may not like it in the sense of studying it, but it may be a lot different in terms of like actually the practical sense in the industry. And eventually you might find out that, oh, this is actually something that you would be interested in seeking out. So yeah, keep an open mind. And yeah, it's okay if you haven't figured it out yet. It's all
Yeah,
part of the journey.
for sure. It's a long journey at that as well.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your kind words, Anastasia, and I guess we'll end the episode here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
SOSA Pharma acknowledges the traditional custodians of the various lands throughout Australia on which we connect today, and pays respect to elders past, present, and future.